My name is Stephanie Cooley and I'm a reader in forensic psychology at Liverpool John Moores University. I'm working in partnership with colleagues in Cheshire and Merseyside Social Work Teaching Partnership to develop an assessment tool for social workers who are working with cases of intrafamilial child sexual abuse. Intrafamilial child sexual abuse is a term used to refer to any type of sexual abuse that occurs within the family context. It's usually carried out by a relative or by someone closely involved in the family or the child's life, and includes sexual abuse that's carried out by adults on children, as well as harmful sexual behaviour carried out by children towards other children within the family. It's difficult to know with absolute accuracy the prevalence rates of intrafamilial child sexual abuse, but in the recent independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, almost 48% of people who reported their experiences to the Truth Project said that their abuse was carried out by a family member. And indeed, the majority of these victims said their abuse occurred within the family home. Social workers are highly likely, therefore, to be required to work with families in which intrafamilial child sexual abuse has occurred. And child sexual abuse is a complex phenomena, particularly when it occurs within existing family structures. So this research forms part of the Teaching Partnership's action plan to help increase the confidence and competence of social workers when responding to cases of child sexual abuse. The research project aims to help equip social workers and their managers with resources to support them identify and respond effectively to alleged or confirmed cases of child sexual abuse. And I'm working in partnership with social work practitioners to co-develop an assessment tool. The tool will help inform social workers, carry out a robust assessment and analysis, and assist them in developing a plan for the child or the children and the family in their single assessment. The assessment tool will align with the framework for the assessment of children in need and their families, and so include factors within the already existing three domains. But to identify factors within these three domains, we'll develop a theoretical and evidence-based framework by undertaking a thorough review of the literature. This will then inform the development of the assessment tool. Once the tool is developed, we want to ensure it can be applied in practice. And so in the final stage of the project, we will consult with social work practitioner experts and ask for their feedback on the tool. We'll ask practitioners to consider the tool by using it with two of their own cases, and where possible, we'll encourage practitioners to apply the tool to a case of adult to child sexual abuse and a case of harmful sexual behaviour. And we'll specifically ask them to give us three areas of feedback. So we're looking to understand their views on the factors that we've identified in the tool, if they feel the tool helped them consider the risks and needs across the whole family, and if they expect the tool to help social workers develop robust single assessments in cases of intrafamilial child sexual abuse. Once all the feedback has been received and the tool adjusted in response to this, then the Teaching Partnership will launch the tool across Cheshire and Merseyside.